This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas House is expected to vote on a proposal to expand Medicaid tomorrow. A plan over the course of the General Assembly has emerged to use federal money to finance private insurance firms. The Senate passed the measure late last week. The House will need to have 51 votes of its 100 members to pass the initial measure after it made it out of committee yesterday. However, even if passed, the expanded Medicaid proposal would still not be adequately funded. The financing requires a supermajority, 75 members, to vote for a separate appropriation bill. Late last week, I talked to Arkansas Surgeon General Dr. Joe Thompson about the proposal.
The Affordable Care Act passed by Congress had two prongs. One was a private insurance exchange that individuals above the poverty line would be able to get assistance in purchasing their health insurance, and federal funds to expand Medicaid below that line, or 138% of poverty is actually the line threshold. The Supreme Court, most people will remember last year, said, no, Congress, you cannot force states to expand Medicaid. You must give states the option, and that's what's before our General Assembly now, is a debate about whether or not to use available federal funds to help the lowest income individuals across our state. Across our state, we think there are about 500,000 to 600,000 individuals that have no source of health insurance coverage. Almost all of those are between 19 and 64 years of age, and most are in a family that has at least one full-time worker. So these are contributing members in our communities and across our state, but they just don't make enough, or their employer is not able to offer them health insurance through their place of employment. So they essentially are playing Russian roulette and hoping not to get sick or to need health care. Unfortunately, when they do, they present to the emergency room, which is one of the least effective and most costly sources of care. And when they can't pay for it, two things happen. They run a credit card across, and then that causes the highest level of bankruptcies in the state, or the hospital eats the bill and then transfers the cost over onto those of us who do pay premiums but have a hidden tax inside of that premium to help pay for the uninsured and the uncompensated care that they consume.
You mentioned most of the people that would be covered under expanded Medicaid between 19 and 64, and the reason for that is many of the people over 64, of course, qualify for Medicare, and those under have various programs like Our Kids First, but that's a wide gap of people, and as you mentioned, many families with one or two people working that are not covered in any form or fashion.
You're correct. Arkansas and Alabama are tied as for the two leanest or barest states when it comes to support that is offered to 19 to 64-year-olds. Some states have already expanded well above the 138% poverty line. If you're in Minnesota, for example, if you are a parent, you get Medicaid benefits up to about $44,000 a year. Here in Arkansas, you only get benefits if, as a parent, you make less than $6,000 a year and you have less than $3,000 in assets. So ours is quite a bare-bones program. If you're not a parent, you're not eligible for Medicaid unless you are disabled. So we have a number of people who may seek disability when they really, if they just had access to a health insurance mechanism, might not go through the Social Security disability determination and even drain our public programs more.
And you mentioned earlier some of these people that would be covered under expansion Medicaid simply don't make enough to have health insurance now. Some of them simply make too much too. They're in that bracket.
We have a fairly sizable valley, if you will. Our Medicaid program, as described, is really bare bones. The average family policy in Arkansas in the private sector costs about $12,000 a year, and the median household, if you line all the households up in the state, from the richest to the poorest, the middle household only makes about $45,000 a year. So I really think it's beyond reach to think that a family is going to spend 25% roughly of their income on a health insurance premium.
We're 12 weeks into the legislative session. There has been discussion that perhaps this could be better handled or examined in the next session, 2014, maybe a special session. I know that you are not particularly fond of putting it off, and why is that?
Well, the Affordable Care Act has some significant and pressing time points on decisions. The federal government will offer 100% federal financing in calendar years 2014, 15, and 16, and then it scales down to where the state in 2020 owes 10% of it, with the federal government picking up the other 90%. It is in our best interest, not only from a health perspective, to get people care that they are currently foregoing, but also from a financial perspective. If we wait and we lose the window on 2014, we have lost 1 year of the 100% federal funding.
Some criticism has been concerned over that cost post-2016 as you approach that 2020 10%. Any idea what that cost will be to the state?
Yeah, we have had actuary projections that the General Assembly is actually digesting now that suggest that over the 10-year period, we could end up actually almost net neutral. Remember, the early years, the feds pay 100%. If we take the private option that is being discussed in the legislature now, what comes with that is a premium tax that could be banked away, and then we could potentially approach budget neutrality over the 10-year period. Now, that's from a state perspective. It will cost the federal government funds, but they have already extracted taxes and reductions in Medicare benefits, Medicare payments, that approach a little over $1 billion a year in extracted new federal taxes and Medicare reduced payments from the state. And this is really a one-time opportunity for us to get that money back and to stabilize our health care system.
Dr. Joe Thompson, Surgeon General for Arkansas, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Dr. Joe Thompson is Arkansas's Surgeon General. We discussed the proposal last week just before the Arkansas Senate passed the measure. The House is expected to take the issue up tomorrow and will have to pass the measure with 51 votes, then pass a separate appropriations bill with 75 votes for the plan to take effect.